Oh, so I should have gone. It's one of those concerts. I should have gone to Queen at the Liverpool Empire too, but I didn't go to that either. So, well, let's continue. You heard Buck's Boogie, classic featuring Buck Dharma, Workshop of the Telescope, Cities on Flame with Rock and Roll, She's Beautiful as a Foot, Screams Before the Kiss, Stairway to the Stars, Then Came the Last Days of May, I'm on the Lam, and Transmanikion MC. We've got a couple more tunes, and we're going to get it into the Skids' Absolute Game after this one is finished. So we've got Tattoo Vampire, Godzilla, Hot Rails to Hell. And yeah, I hope you're doing all right wherever you are in the world. This is DJ Ian here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, on the House of Prague and on CJSF Radio 90.1 in the Greater Vancouver area. This is the Blue Oyster Cult and Tattoo Vampire.
Coming this way now. Well, tell me, who is it? We'll be right back.
Mr. Basshound. Out. Your eyes out. Good night, everybody. Good night, O2 people. Thanks for coming.
You are listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog.
You are listening to DJ Ian on the House of Prog on CJSF. That is the Skids, and Skids are what they were called. That's just, the Absolute Game is the album that we're going to feature for the rest of the show. It's the third studio album by Scottish punk rock new wave band Skids, recorded in 1980 and produced by Mick Glossop. It was released in September 1980 on the Virgin label and became their most commercially successful album, reaching number 9 in the UK album charts. And it was was recorded at the Manor Studio, Shipton-on-Chenwell. Released 19th of September 1980. And, yeah, the first album was... second album was Days in Europa, and then 1981 they followed up with an album called Joy. And, there was some controversy over the album, apparently. Well, okay. That's interesting. I can't read all that. That's too much. The band was basically Richard Jobson on vocals and guitar, Stuart Adamson on guitar and vocals, Russell Webb on bass, and Mike Bailey on vocals and percussion. A whole bunch of singers in there, vocals. That's, I guess, what you're hearing in the background on that particular track. And not a bad album. I mean, it's kind of in that in between punk and rock, I suppose. Not a bad album at all. Worth a listen. If you can dig it up anywhere. I picked this up at one of my local stores not too long ago and I ripped it from vinyl to MP3. And that's why you're going to hear some crackles and pops and farts and all that kind of stuff. So let's, the first track you heard was Circus Games. And we're going to move on to the next track. This is something called Out of Town.